Mamish Masachas Megillah, the Mitzinyana Diyoma. It certainly is a pleasure learning Megillah as we come across and up to Purim itself. So we'll try to tie in the Daf, even though the Daf doesn't explicitly mention Purim, but there is an important aspect of Purim mentioned here in the Daf. The Gemara here, Gemara repeats itself in Sanhedrin, Chaf Hei Amabez in Megillah, and Sanhedrin Samach Gimel says, Amar of Nachman Kol Etzenusa Yisura, all Leitzanis, all making fun of something in the world is Asr, Bar Melitzenusa Devaros Kochavim Deshari, except for making fun of Avodah Zarah, which is Mutter, Makri of Avodah Zarah is allowed. The Gemara supports this with Psukim from Yishayahu, Hoshea, as we saw, and the Shulchan Aruch is actually cited somewhat in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat in Simen Ches in Sif Aleph says that any dayan, any judge who got his position because of money, it's usher to stand in his honor. If you know that the rabbi, the judge, only got his position because of somebody wrote a big check, you're not allowed to give such an individual kavod. Even more so, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah to degrade such a dayan who got his position because of money. So the Sma in Sifkat and Hay and the Tumim say that there's a mitzvah to degrade such a person because it says about such dayanim that they're Elohei Kesef v'Elohei Zahav, that they are gods of gold and gods of silver, because we know that in the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim they refer to dayanim as Elohim, and they say that they are gods of silver and gold because they got their positions because of Kesef and Zahav. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zion says that this refers to a dayan who got their position through gold and silver. And because they're compared to Avodah Zarah, and because our Gemara says, let's say Nusa d'Avodah Zarah is allowed, therefore you're allowed to make fun of such a dayan because it's like a form of Avodah Zarah. That's what the Sma says in Shulchan Aruch, a beautiful pshat. So comes the Minchas Alazar, the Rabbi of Munkach, in the Divrei Torah in Madura Tzilisa, Os Nun Beis, and he says from our Gemara, it only says that it's mutter to use Leitzanis. It says it's shari to use Leitzanis, makri for Avodah Zarah. But there's no mention that it's a mitzvah. So where do you compare the two? How can you say the Sma and the Tumim say that there's a mitzvah to be mezalzal in Avodah Zarah, or the dayan who was appointed with money? The Siddur of the Arizal, of Rav Shamtai, his Talmud, Hilchos Derech Eretz, says that just like Leitzanis is a terrible Aveira, so too it's a great mitzvah to make Leitzanis about Avodah Zarah and Rishayim. So we see there perhaps is a mitzvah gadol involved in Leitzanus of Avodah Zarah, making fun of Avodah Zarah. So we know how terrible Leitzanim are viewed in Chazal. And he quotes from Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov, who said that it's a klipa, the terrible midah of Leitzanus, of making fun of things, is the most dangerous of all midos. It's the opposite of emuna. Emuna means your belief in something, and leitzanis is the tearing down of a value. If so, we see that the aveira is so bad, then the mitzvah must be very great. So the Minchas Alazar notes that the Ramah Mipano says that the concept of reshus is not for an Eved Hashem. And servant of Hashem, there's no such thing as reshus, as an optional thing. If Hashem wants you or implies that this is his will, then a person should feel that this is what Hashem wants me to do. There's no option. And there's only a mitzvah that's l'shem shemaim or an aveira. And therefore, if a Navi made a statement, if the Navi Hoshea, if the Navi Yeshayahu said something about making fun of Avodah Zarah, it's not something that's shari, you're allowed to do it. It's clearly the Ratzon Hashem to go and do it. And therefore, that's why he says there is a mitzvah. Where do we see in Klal Yisrael's history the idea of Leitzanusa d'Avodah Zarah? So in contemporary times, it's the way we refer to the Christian God of Yeshua Notzri. We find in the Rishonim that that name, Yeshua Notzri, is a fulfillment of Leitzanusa d'Avodah Zarah. A few examples. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, V'Yeshu al Shem Rashi Tevos Yemach Shemo V'Zichro. Yeshu is Yud Shin Vav is Yemach Shemo V'Zichro. Ki Betchila Kara Lo Shemo Yeshua. Really, his given name was Yeshua Yud Shin Vav Ayin, and we drop the Ayin. The Maharil writes in the Minhagim Lakutim that he's called Yeshua Notzri to include that he was Notzer V'Nivra Meisha. The Christians think we say Hanotzri Nazareth. No. Notzri means that he was created like a regular human being. He was Notzer, and that's where the name comes from. Rabbeinu Ephraim also says in Bracious Paragimel and other places, Gamasha of Yeshu is Arum. Rabbeinu Ephraim says in other places in Dvarim that he heard from Rabbeinu Tam that he asks a Shayla in a dream where Yeshu and his mother are found in the Torah, and the response is that Miriam and Yeshu is the same gematria as Elokei Necha Haaretz, and the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim says the same thing, and the Sefer Nitzachon says that Shehem Ishtachavim Lehel V'Varik is gematria Yeshu. And for that reason, we know that's why that line was censored by the Christians, because they felt it was a reference to their God, and that's why it's in parentheses, only coming back into context many centuries later. What about relations to Purim? So there is a comment in the Tzidkas HaTzadik of Rav Tzadok HaKohen in Osh Reish Samech, and he says as follows. He says, Shnei minei schokeim, there are two types of schok. Echad shesochek me'eza bria, that you make fun of a certain type of thing, and he quotes a pasuk in Eov. V'zehu leitzonus, this is making fun of something. V'tzada heter shabo, letzenusa devodah zara, to make fun of a devodah zara. And he says, what we see in Maseches Megillah, ki ze inyan yom hapurim. And he says, why is this found in Maseches Megillah? A big yesod of Rav Tzadok HaKohen is always explaining why certain themes that don't seem to connect are found in different Masechtos. So he says, why is the concept of letzenusa devodah zara found in Purim, in Maseches Megillah? Ki ze inyan yom hapurim, shehu tikun haschok da adar, that there's an aspect of schok in Adar, shelechein minag Yisrael asos bo minei schok v'leitzonos Haman, the minag in Adar is to make fun of schok, of Haman, oznei Haman, Haman tashin, being makah by Haman by the Mikra Megillah, shehayahu l'sachok tachas schok haksil, shelo l'fisha mi Yisrael, and he goes on to say not only of Avodah Zarah, also other things as well. Now this concept of Rav Tzadok HaKohen is most directly picked up by Rav Hutner and the Pachin Yitzchak in the first Maimer. We know that Rav Hutner very heavily relies on Rav Tzadok HaKohen, even though he never seemingly quotes him by name. But many experts in Rav Hutner have noted that there's a clear line of his drawing from Rav Tzadok HaKohen. Rabbi Dr. Elman, in an essay he wrote a few years ago, also shows all the places Rav Hutner picks up on Rav Tzadok HaKohen. It was a main influence from Rav Hutner. And this is clearly a direct line, the first Maimer. What's the first Maimer in the Pachi Yitzchak on Purim? He says that the midah of Amalek is leitzanus. Amalek is all about leitzanus, making fun. And he refers to what he calls as hilchos leitzanus. He says, in hilchos leitzanus, it's mutter to make fun of anything that's ra. So he asks the question, if that's the case that you can make fun of anything that's ra, why did Chazal only pick on Avodah Zarah? Why only that? So he notes that Rabbeinu Yonan Mishlei says that you can tell a lot about a person based on what they praise. You want to know what a person values? Look at the things they praise. And he goes on to explain a person, he doesn't talk about this directly, but a person praises sports stars and celebrities and things like that, and they talk about them all the time. So that shows you a compass of where their values are. If you praise Torah and Talmid Chachamim and chesed and beautiful things in the world, so that shows where your compass is headed. What you praise shows the things that you value at the end of the day. And if you praise and look up to something silly, so it means you're a silly person. That's how Rav Hutner explains it. And if you praise something, it means you're mevatel yourself to that thing. You know who you are based on what you're mishabeach. On the other hand, when you make leitzanus of something, when you make fun of something, Rav Hutner says, it shows that you don't care about it. Leitzanus is used to degrade something that's important to other people. And he says, that's the meat of Amalek. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they were riding high, and Amalek came and tore down the edifice of what the Jewish people represent. Leitzanus, they degraded that which was chashuv, that which was important. The most important thing in the world is Avodas Hashem. And the greatest sheker of Avodas Hashem is Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Letzenusa de Avodah Zarah is simply picking up and making fun of the worst thing possible to degrade Hashem's reality in the world. It's true that we should make fun of all things ra, but Letzenusa de Avodah Zarah is the greatest form of this concept because Avodah Zarah is the worst form of misguided values. And when you deride false gods, then it enhances the importance of Hashem in the world, enhances that which is really chashuv, that which really should be valued, and that, says Rav Hutner, is an important aspect of Purim, to be machshem, to show importance of what are the true and real values of the world, and to tear down the Amalek, and to take away the meat of Amalek, to tear down the things that are not important, and to not use the meat of Leitzanus to degrade important things. And to focus Leitzanus on things that are silly, and to point out things that are silly, so we have a proper judgment value of what is important and what is not important when it comes to our avodas Hashem. Okay?